Today, I want to lift the curtain and share the exact set of social media posts I used to take a song from 0 to 100,000 streams on Spotify. I'm going to break it up into three phases, and this is the exact process that I use every single time. 0 to 10K is the hardest, purely organically. 10K to 40K, algorithmically. And then 40K to 100K or multi six figures using a combination of user-generated content and paid ads. So the first time I ever got 100,000 streams was on SoundCloud. And as a DJ, I'd made lots of different remixes using an a cappella and an instrumental. And I was uploading these, and my DJ mixes were frequently getting around 40,000 views, 50,000 views, 60,000 views. And I got a third copyright strike. And SoundCloud deleted my account forever. And so I started again, and I made a mix called New Beginning, which was all about a breakup. So I'd been dumped at the time, and I made a mix about wishing we never even started dating to avoid the pain that I was feeling. And so once my account was broken, I had to start from zero. And I put the word out to all of my DJ friends, all of my producer friends, all of my singer friends, saying, help me push my next song to 100K. And they did. I think that mix today is sitting on over 143,000 plays on SoundCloud. And it's because of the power of community. And it was these steps that I learned and reverse engineered into this process. And so I discovered the exact messaging in the social media posts that makes your audience and your tribe support your music. So I'll break it down for you. So 0 to 10K streams is the hardest phase of all. And I break this into five key phases. There is the pre-announcement, the announcement, the pre-marketing, the release date, and the post-marketing. The pre-announcement is all about cryptic teasing. So I take the meaning of the song, whether it's about getting dumped. And I'd use lots of social media posts to have conversations about what does it feel like being dumped? What's the worst way you've ever been dumped? What has been the healing you've learned from being dumped? And I'd tackle the root of the song without mentioning my next song is about blank. Another type of post you can make is actually called the apology announcement, where you speak to camera and you say, look, fans, I'm sorry I've been away for so long. I've been meaning to connect with you again, but I had to deal with this breakup that I was going through. But now that I'm back and I'm better, I can't wait to give you the best music of my life that helped me through such a dark time. I can't wait to tell you more once it's ready. And so that type of post makes people grip on and want to receive your song announcement the very next day. And there's lots of other methods you can do in the pre-announcement phase, but it's all about tackling the meaning of the song. Next up is the announcement. You may have heard me talk a lot on this channel about a power image. And that is essentially you holding up a picture of your artwork on a phone, on a tablet, on a computer screen, on a Photoshop wall, whatever it may be. You're putting your artwork as the secondary focus of the image, and you are the primary focus of the image. Every single time this method works, and it gets 10 times more or 5 times more love, engagement, comments than simply posting up the artwork. Your audience don't want to be promoted to. They want to be part of your journey. And so this is how you can do that. In the pre-marketing stage, there are 7 reels that I guarantee can let the meaning of your song sink into the people. I call these the WHs. What? Why, who, where, when, which, how. And so I'll give you an example. This channel, All About Helping, what it is a social media marketing podcast designed to help musicians from feeling stuck and not knowing what to post to discovering the confidence in themselves to market their music and light up the fire in their eyes. Why I started this podcast? Because that's exactly how I felt when I was a 17-year-old DJ, wanting people to hear my music, but having no idea how to do it. And I just wish someone was teaching the exact steps you could go on to become that level of marketer. And how I do that is through teaching the exact posts that helped me when I was a DJ, that helped my clients as I was building their digital strategies. And you see, this process that I've gone on in just a few seconds has already made you feel more emotionally connected to the All About Helping brand than just telling you, I started this podcast because I wanted to talk about social media. And so when you start with your why, this is an amazing book by Simon Sinek. And instead of going what, how, why, you start with why, then you explain the how, and later you explain the what. And your reason for being needs to filter through every post you make, every story you post, every caption you write. You need to really bring the messaging that you've been through the breakup, the trauma, the falling in love. You've been through the self-belief. You've been through the subject matter of your song permeates through everything you do. And this is how you start to get your song on the journey from zero to 10K. You're not promoting your song. You are telling people to buy into the journey. The next step that I would do after those 7 Instagram reels, one per topic. So a reel, what your song is about. A reel, why you chose the title. A reel about who inspired the song or who helped you make the song or where you were when you wrote the song. It could be a state of mind, not just geographically. You could have been in depression. You could have been in anxiety. You could have been in any possible state. Where were you in your mind, in your heart, when you wrote this song? When did you write this song? It could have been that you actually wrote it a couple of years ago, but you only now found the confidence to release it. Tell that throwback story. How you wrote this song. Show that you received the beat from this producer. You started with this lyric and you built it all around that lyric. You started with these chords. You started with the sample. You built it all around that. Tell these amazing stories. Your people want to hear them. It will make the meaning of the song just feel so much more if you do. And so these are the steps that can get your song from zero to 10K. It takes time. I think a minimum time limit that I would do would be 1 week on the pre-announcement, 1 day on the announcement, 2 weeks on the pre-marketing, 1 day on the release, 2 weeks on the post-marketing. And that would be a 5-week campaign just to get to your first 10K. The next step would be from 10K to 40K. So everything you've done until now is organic. Next, you need to go algorithmically. So once your song has picked up a number of plays, it's been telling the Spotify algorithm, these types of listeners are clicking this song. Maybe you're sonically similar to M. Huncho, Nave Smalls, D Block Europe. So the algorithm kicks in and says, show your song, independent artist, to listeners of these artists after their songs finish playing. So you become a recommended song after theirs. And what this does is it creates momentum. So you have to align with your music. If you're being a trailblazer, inventing a whole new genre, it's going to be hard to get recommended. I'll be real with you. But if you do fit in a box somewhat, whether it's country, whether it's rock, whether it's rap, whether it's pop, you will get recommended to other people. But you need that first 10K to give the algorithm some data to work with. Because on your first 100 plays, on your first 1,000 plays, you're just a needle in a haystack. And Spotify hasn't seen your rise. And so it is up to you to be accountable using your social media to get that initial number of plays. And my mindset is to do anything it takes to get to that floor number of plays. Whatever number of posts it means, however many DMs it takes, however many reels, stories, or whatever tactics you have to do, get your song to that number of plays. The algorithm can then take you from 10 to 40K. And this is what most artists love. They love this period of just refreshing and seeing streams pour in, whether that's from release radar, whether that's from editorial playlists, whether that's from algorithmic playlists, you know, top 10 fastest rising UK. Or reggaeton hits 2024. Whatever number of plays you're getting from playlists, don't assume they'll keep coming. Because the minute people remove you from their playlist, those plays will pause. So you need to continue the momentum. Whatever you did to make them start ticking in, keep it going so they continue to tick in. So then as you get to this stage, you're going to start performing your song on reels even more. And I said in my last video that social media is your stage, and I will die on that sword. Because most artists don't perform their song. They only tell people it's out now. They direct people to watch the music video instead of actually showcasing how it makes them feel. And so when you're performing, I want you to imagine that the younger version of yourself was the audience. And they never would have believed that the future version of themselves would be living their dream. And that's how I want you to speak. And that's how I want you to begin with the first line of the video. And that's how I want you to have the energy on stage or in the field or in the road or in your house when you're performing. as if the 12-year-old version of yourself could see you now. And like we said, whatever your song is about, whatever heartbreak, whatever trauma, whatever celebration, whatever message to yourself, imagine you were giving this to anyone who's going through the same thing. So if someone's having a hard time with a breakup and they can't seem to find a way to heal, and you've been through that healing, it is your responsibility to give this song to them. You're not trying to ask for the number of plays. You're trying to give them the experience you've had and you've grown through. And so there are a whole number of ways that you can perform your song. You can do a which verse is better, where you perform verse one and verse two and ask people to vote. They'll probably say they love both, but number two is their favorite, or number one, you sang better, to try and pick contrasting verses. You can do other mechanics, such as an acoustic performance of your song. You can do other things, such as rapping your song to strangers or giving headphones to a stranger in the street to listen to your song. There are other ideas, such as performing your song on a train at rush hour and getting people to notice. Other examples could be, if you've had a song ever go viral or you've been featured on someone's really big song, you can say, if you loved this song, then you'll really love this song, and play your upcoming release. There are so many different mechanics that I could teach you how to post-market your song, but I made it easy. I put it all inside a download called Your First 100,000 Streams. It's only £97 and it's available on my website, allabouthelping.co.uk. You grab your copy. It's a Notion template with all my ideas, and I'm constantly adding to it every single month. Doing this process takes you from around 10K to 40,000 streams. But here's where it gets interesting. The jump from 40K to 100K is surprisingly easy. Now, a lot of artists will put on their paid ads on the day their song comes out, and I don't actually recommend it, because what you're doing with paid ads is you're targeting cold audiences, people who have never heard about you or your song. And in fact, you want to do the total opposite on song release day. You want people who have heard of you, your warm audiences, to be listening to the song, because that signals the algorithm, like we've talked about. That gets excitement in your community, like we've talked about. And you can't take a record far from strangers if your fans don't care. And so when I switch on the paid ads, I do a method called retargeting as well. And I like to test lots of different audiences against each other. So people interested in rap, people interested in hip hop, people interested in these 20 hip hop artists, people interested in these 20 rap artists, people interested in these festivals, people interested in these YouTube channels. And I test all the audiences against each other. And then I test 5 different ads against each other. I might do the chorus, the verse, the bridge, the intro, and the outro. 5 different segments of the song. I'd have the artwork appear in 5 different places. The beginning of the ad, the middle of the ad, the end of the ad, halfway through the ad, or third of the way through the ad, whatever it is. And you experiment with the creative, experiment with the audiences, and then you'll figure out which ad works. Now, most rookie marketers, they do one ad. They guess the audience. They guess the artwork. They don't test. And that's not my style. The reason I get results for my clients is because I prove it to them with the data, which one is working from the initial £100 of the budget. And they'll say, look, that second half, £100 of the budget, let's put it into the winning ad because we have proof that it works. And it's these types of tactics that have allowed me to take artists from 0 to 10K, 10K to 40K, 40K to 100,000 streams, and some very special artists, I've taken them into the multi-million streams. I've just been a part of that campaign team. Of course, there was press involved, radio involved, blogs, and even playlists involved. But I feel deeply honored to be part of these teams that have driven so much success. I can never take credit for an artist achieving their dreams. I played a 1% role and facilitating and enabling them. So if these methods sound exciting to you, but you need a little bit more guidance how to get on that journey from zero to your first 100,000 streams, hit me up. I have a coaching service where I can directly walk you through this exact process for the 90-day game plan of your song. So if you have a song releasing in March, join with me in January, so we can spend all of January getting you up to a baseline standard. February, we can plan the entire release, and we can begin at the end of Feb to make your March song a reality. Trying to hit me up 2 weeks before your release in March, I won't even accept you as a client, because I'm picky about who I work with, and I want my artists to do the very best they can. And so this is the first time I'm ever breaking it down in this much detail, because I want to be of service to you and the community. I want to help independent, fast rising artists all around the world, and then be there for them on their journey as they hit their first 10K, then hit their first 40K, hit their first 100K and their first million streams. I want to be your social media coach for a long time coming. And the best way to help you is to help you reach the minimum threshold where I take on artists to work with. And so with that being said, it's all love on this channel. I thank you for your attention. I hope you learned a thing or two about a thing or two from this video. And I can't wait to give you even more game in the very near future. All right. So subscribe if you haven't already, so you never, ever miss a video on this channel, because I can't wait to give you everything I got. All right. See you soon. Peace.